Welcome to the WFO Life Podcast. Buckle up for interviews, insights, and practical discussions, and the occasional intellectual oddity, all designed to help you master self, master craft, and accomplish any life mission.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Dr. William Curtis with the WFO Life Podcast, the NRG Tribe, and Future Focused Family Medicine. Today, once again, I am coming to you for part three of our topic on stress reduction. We have been doing a series on stress management, and in this episode, we're going to add a few more quick, easy tips to help you deal with stress. Stress is important, as I've described in previous sections, because of the negative consequences it has for health. So before I jump into those, a quick note, if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review and obviously share our program with others. It looks like lots of folks are listening to us in the philosophy sections, self-help sections, things like that. Obviously, anyone that's interested in mastering self, mastering craft, or accomplishing any life mission would benefit from this content. If you like it, leave us some type of review, and we would really appreciate that. That helps us reach more people, and it would be a great addition to have more people kind of working on improving themselves. In the last few sections, I better mention once again, Chris Story, my colleague in this podcast, has been on assignment with a leadership seminar in the Rocky Mountains. Hoping to have him back here in the next week to wrap up these final thoughts on stress. But for this week, I'm going to be flying solo on a topic I really, quite frankly, spend a lot of time with my patients and my medical practice talking about. As I mentioned in previous episodes, about 80% of what I treat in clinic, whether it be high blood pressure, sleep problems, fatigue, insomnia, all these types of things, these are all, in many ways, at least 80% of them are related to stress to some extent. So that's why these stress reduction techniques we've been covering over the last couple episodes are so important. I hope you're finding them helpful. The next three that I'm going to cover today are pretty easy. They're kind of neat little practices that you maybe might be using, but would be something you could try if not. The first of them today is called Shake It Up. And this is a quick exercise that helps loosen the muscles in your neck or upper back. And this is according to Dr. Sobel. He likes to talk to patients about standing or sitting. Stretch your arms out from your sides and shake your hands vigorously for about 10 seconds. So I'm kind of doing this right now. That's why you can hear my voice wavering around. And you do it for about 10 seconds. Combine this with a big deep breath. Dr. Sobel says, and you'll do yourself twice as much good if you do this routinely multiple times a day. Now, it looks kind of silly, so if you're at the cubicle at the office or something like that, you might, everybody's going to look at you kind of funny. But what happens when you move like that is you're shaking your muscles loose. You're kind of getting your energy kind of shook up a little bit, and I think that makes me feel better. I actually do it as an activation exercise for some of my athletes. Let's say we've been on a bus ride for 5 hours to a soccer match. You know, a lot of times we'll get everybody out and just we'll do some of this work that Dr. Sobel has mentioned, where you just kind of get out and just shake your whole body. You can kind of shake your head, shake your neck. But I like the one where you get the shoulders moving, extending your arms out, shaking them vigorously for about 10 seconds, and all the while taking big, big, deep breaths and kind of blowing them out. It just sort of activates your cardiovascular system, and it also shakes some of that tension loose that people tend to collect in their shoulders. Number two today is called Say a Little Prayer. Regardless of your religious background, studies have shown that compared with those who profess no faith, religious or spiritual, practice, people who do have a spiritual practice are calmer and healthier. It's been studied numerous times. I believe that we are spiritual creatures. And I personally believe that without a spiritual practice of some sort, I'm not saying it has to be some sort of specific religion, but if we have a positive spiritual practice, I believe that is part of the mind, body, spirit triad that defines health of human beings. And it certainly has multiple research studies that suggest it helps with the management of stress. So whether you believe in a higher power or the necessity of quieting your mind, developing a spiritual sense and connection with those around you or the world around you, this has good research that shows it will help you with stress management and help you live a calmer, healthier life. So I hope you will consider that. The last one is kind of fun. I think it's fun. Get horizontal. Lots of research shows, if sex has been on the bottom of your to-do list for too long, move it to the top. Lots of reasons for that. Sex increases levels of endorphins. Those are mood-boosting chemicals in the brain, and it's one of the best total body relaxers around. This is according to Dr. Luann Acole Weston. She's a PhD sex therapist from Sacramento, California. So, make a date with your mate and don't let anything else get in the way. This is pretty good. There's a ton of research on sex definitely not making light of this one. This is something that, sex is an important part of life. It's an important part of health. And a lot of times when people go to their doctor, they don't really talk about issues they're having with sex. They don't talk about mechanical or functional issues they're having. Please do that because it's very important. And if you find as you're getting older, you're having some issues with functionality, please talk to your doctor about why that might be happening because it can be a factor that could be a clue to your overall health. And there's a lot of benefits to sex when it comes to the stress reduction, which is our primary topic today. So getting horizontal, saying a little prayer, and shaking it up. These are all little quick tools that you can use to reduce stress, and those are in addition to the ones we've covered the last couple of weeks. I hope these are helpful, and I look forward to talking to you again. I think we've got a little bit more, some bonus content I think are going to be really good, but I want to cover those with my co-host, Chris Story. So once again, I hope you've enjoyed this, and please leave a comment or message on our website, wfolifepodcast.com. Have a great day.